were so easy, but we'll do like two and change.
That means I won't fall asleep so early.
Okay. Thank you for that vote of confidence. Appreciate it all the time. Reinforces my image of myself as a great market cheer. Okay, we are on Dr. Dalman Ralph, and we're talking about the Hadassim Lulav and Aravos, but now we're actually going to repeat a sugya which we haven't seen in quite some time, which we saw in Brachos, which is Ha'osel Lulav Latzmo 3, 6, 9 lines down. This is actually... Oh, you'll see. Also, Lulav Latzmo, somebody makes Lulav for himself right away, Yushalmi comes up with this brand new bracha. Yushalmi is, remember from brachos, which was over 2 years ago, but you remember, Yushalmi is very liberal with brachos. We make them up, and we just, you know, we're very liberal. So here, there's no exception. Also, Lulav Latzmo, if you make a Lulav for yourself, Oymer Baruch Hashem Kishram Tzatov Tzivanu Latzmo Lulav. Hey! And Rav, stop that. New bracha. Lacher, make a lulav for somebody else. Last, Ruchata Hashem Vokeh Melchalom, Shek Hashem Vosav Vitzvah, Lassus lulav lishmo. For him. It's a wonder you don't say his name. You know, you don't say Lishem Yaakov. It sounds like you don't say Lishem Yaakov, it just says lishmo. But in any event, you say, I'm making for somebody else. Now this is, of course, before Yontif. Shunoklo Maomer. When you take it, when you say Bruch Hashem Kishrom Tzav Tzivano Al Netilas Lulav, which is actually bracha we make, Nispalabot. Now after you daven with it, not before, after you daven with it, Oymer Bruch Shechionim Kimonu V'Gionu Lazman Hazeh, which is interesting. And in fact, there's an alternate girsa down here in Amud Yerushalayim. He says that the actual girsa is Asher Hechionu instead of Shechionu. And that makes more sense based on what Yushalmi is saying. Because Shehechionu, although it's not really grammatically true, but one could say Shehechionu, Sheh is always future tense, right? So here, Shehechionu would be that he kept us alive to do this mitzvah. I know it's grammatically incorrect, technically speaking, but Sheh in other cases means something I'm going to do. Right? But asher means that which I already did. So therefore, he's saying here, according to Amudi Yerushalayim, that the bracha actually, according to the Yerushalmi, should be asher echionim kimonim v'gionim z'man hazeh. In any event, whether that's the girsa has changed or not, but this is actually when you're after you daven with it, after you mekayim the mitzvah, so the shechion was really a birchas hashvach and having done the mitzvah, having had the schus to do the mitzvah, which is an interesting thing. Umivarechol of kol shol shenoglo, and if you pick it up constantly during the day, another chiddush in Yerushalmi, every time you pick it up, you can make a new bracha.
That's not what the Korban Eda says,
though. What does he say?
Says
Kol Shoshino or Kol Yom. Kol Yom, he says?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because I looked and I didn't see the Korban. You know, I don't look at every Korban Eda, but the Tosin Shari Shainim brings down here in the back. I think that's where I saw it, that it's talking throughout the course of the day. What is this? You don't know. He says, Bamiri, he brings up from the Miri and Sukkah. Avonatilas haminog, shodam notlo kol hayom. In other words, Kamoshi's kanu, baminog, minhogan, shalanchu shalim. Anchu shalim had a minute to take the lulav all day. Afi yom rishon ein tzarech levorech, even the first day, oh, don't make a bracha, only once a day. Afal pisha kvai nicho, even though he already put it down, b'chozer v'notlo. Afal pisha b'talmud ha-marov, nira hefech divrayim. Even though in the Yerushalmi it seems the opposite. So the Meiri, who was a Rishon, that's where I got the way I learned it, learned the Gemara that Yerushalmi holds. The truth is, by tefillin we do that. If you take off your tefillin and put it back on, you do make another bracha. By talis, you don't, because you're wearing tzitzis, but by tefillin, so that carries the bracha over. But by tefillin, if you go to the bathroom, you come out, you make another bracha. So therefore, you know, lulav could be the same thing. So it's not far-fetched. Lamaisa, we don't, right? If we put down lulav, we don't make another bracha, like the Miri says, but that's Yushan Meshita.
What about when we sit in the sukkah every time we eat something, we make another leshit in the sukkah? I mean, when you go out and then go back in.
Right.
So same.
You're right, it's inconsistent. I don't know why the inconsistency. It's a good question. Why by lulav we don't do the same thing? That's a good question. I have to think. Why the talk of the difference? I mean, like the Yerushalmi Tzadikashi, they're both the same. But like the Bavli, it seems you're right. I would say off the cuff, that it's by lulav taka, the Bavli holds its not a mitzvah all the time. That Anshu Yerushalmi who took the lulav wherever they went, that's a nice minhag, but it's not taka a new mitzvah.
Once a day.
Right. By sukkah, teshuv kein taduru, every time you sit in there, it's a continuing, ongoing mitzvah, but by lulav, the Bavli must hold it once a day, yeah. And that's it. Came the agbein nafik made the language the Bavli uses. Once you twick it up, it's in, there's no, right, it's not like, Pesach, called marbel saper, raisin meshubach, right? Don't say called marbel lita lulav, raisin meshubach. So therefore, maybe by lulav, the Bavli holds it different. There could be a basic machlokach in Yerushalmi and Bavli. That's the nature of Matthias lulav. I don't know. Interesting question. Yeah. I would say it sounds in the Bible that it's one time mitzvah and anything else is just, everything else is just like a hitter or a minhag. It's not an absolute mitzvah. That's the riot probably from Anshu Shalim. There was Dafka Anshu Shalim who would do this. Nobody else would do it. It was such a big thing, so everybody should take a lulav the whole day, right? It's a gewaltige thing. It's not so difficult, so obviously that's not the case. Okay. Says more, another difference. Ketzim Baruchim near Chanukah. How you make a Baruchim near Chanukah? Rav Omar Baruch Hashem Gishem Mitzvah Mitzvahno Al Mitzvahs Hadlokas near Chanukah. We don't make the Baruch that way. How do we make the Baruch? Lahadik near Shul Chanukah, right? But they have Al Mitzvahs Hadlokas near Chanukah. And of course, the Yerushalmi is much more consistent than these things because everything is Al. You know, we make a hodgepodge. Some things we say less, some things say how, but the Yerushalmi seems to be consistent. How come Moedim? Now everybody agrees. Biyontav Rishon, the first day Yontav Shulaim, Al Natilas Lulav. Al. But Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer. I'm sorry. My pleading. B'shari Yomim. The Machlok is the other day. Rabbi Yochanan Al Natilas Lulav. Same thing. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omer. Al Mitzvah Skenim. Now that's interesting. We actually had this way back when, I think, in Brachos already. But Rabbi Shimon Levi holds all the Rabbanans. The Bracha is on. Not on the mitzvah, because there's no such thing as a mitzvah to Rabbanan, per se. It's a mitzvah to learn, listen to the rabbis. So therefore, you listen to rabbis, make a bracha al mitzvah skenim. Says Gemara, wait a minute, let's analyze this. Mama Rab Lulav. What does Rabbi say by Lulav? Mayim Chanukah Shumi Divreim. Rav said, Chanukah, which is the Rabban, Roy Mal Mitzvahs near Chanukah. He says, there it says on Mitzvahs. Lulav Shul Dvaya Torah. So Lulav, well, at least the first day is the right, so not the rest of it. Of course, I'm talking about the rest of it. But at least it has a Mekor in the Torah. Lo Kosh Kei Zman HaKav HaChomer. Rav is certainly going to pass in that you say Al Matthias Lulav all 7 days. Ma'am Rabbi Shimon Levi B'Chanukah. Well, what if Rabbi Shimon Levi says that the Bracha by Lulav is Al Mitzvahs Kenim, the next 6 days after the first day. First day is the rice sauce, so then you make Al Tilas Lulav. The other 6 days you make a bracha Al Mitzvahs Kenim. So what does it say about Chanukah? So it's interesting. Mayim Lulav Shi Dvar Torah of Lulav, which one day is Dvar Torah, Oyim Al Mitzvahs Kenim, Chanukah Shi Midivreim Lokoshkin, Chanukah Tzkav Achormi, certainly make Al Mitzvahs Kenim. I find this fascinating. I mean, it's an amazing thing, you know, that Taka, the bracha that you make on a Drabonon is But that's what the, you know, I think we already saw this once before, and it makes sense. Yeah.
It's one of the few times that Chanukah is mentioned in the Rishon.
Yeah, right. Well, Chanukah is the neglected holiday, but.
I mean, in Bavli, you had it in Shabbos.
Yeah, we didn't have it all there, did we? You're right, no, we didn't have it in Shabbos.
I remember specifically.
Good point. I guess we had it in Brachos and we have it here again. That's a good point. Okay.
Why
it's in the recesses of your mind?
That's another question. Why is it in the recesses of my mind? But there's a chassam sofer that says something in the fact that that where there is like a nace that occurs to the to B'nai Yisrael as a rabbim, then the establishment of some kind of celebration for that is actually doraisa. And he kind of
But that won't help for the that would be true. And I remember that Chasam Sefer, though I remember that it's a Chasam Sefer. I remember that svara, but that svara only applies to the holiday, not to lighting Hanukkah licht. Because Hanukkah licht would not be necessary to commemorate a nes, right, is deraisa, right. But the setup of that means hallel and hodah, but the setup of this new mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles, that would not be. Okay? So, lo tzurcha, so none of this is partial. Lo tzurcha do elo, the only question is the following. Mama Rabbi Yochanan b'chanukah. Rabbi Yochanan, when he says alantil, he says alantil asula by tzukas, right? What is he going to hold by Chanukah? So says the Gemara, chivrei de rav v'varech. Oh, it doesn't answer, actually. Leaves it shver. We don't know. Good question, right? Chivrei de rav v'varech al kol pam v'kapam. Chivrei de rav made a bracha each and every day. Now here, this is where the Korbanei said before. He says here, and here I think it's correct, he made a bracha every day. Rav Huna Chuna lo ama lo mevarech ela pa'amachas v'vadi. He only made the bracha the first day. That's it. When it was the doraisa, not the rest of the days. And Rav Huna, interesting, the Gemara will see presently, since Rav Huna held that b'shita, that there's no such thing as a bracha on a derabbanan. No such thing. And Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef, you know, I wonder if this... I was just thinking the other day, we never see Rav Yosef in the Yerushalmi, but here he is. I wonder if that works out, Doc, that it's the same Rav Yosef we have in the Bavli. Who was Rav Yosef a Talmud of? Do you remember? He was a contemporary of... He was contemporary, though, of Rabbos. Rabbos was the Sinai... Rav Yosef was Sinai, Rabbos was the Oker Horim. And Rabba doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi. So I'm wondering if this is actually our Rav Yosef from the Bavli. I'm not sure. If he was Rav's Talmud, it's possible. I don't remember if he was Rav's Talmud or not. I think he was. I think in the Mordechai of Sota where it says, I think there it says, where Rav died, every one of his Talmudim says, I took one of his Midos. Say, I think it's Rav Yosef said, Lotitne Mesa Nova, don't say humiliated died with Rav because I'm still around. You know that famous thing that Rav Yosef said? I think it was Taki him who said it. So there, you could have made it into the B'Yushalmi because, as Rav's Talmud, he might have still, he would have been a younger Amora at the time that the Yushalmi was being written. So it's possible. Okay, but this is the first time I ever noticed Rav Yosef appear in the Yushalmi. You know, Shal, Bai, Rava, Rabba, the big guns in the Bible, they're not in the Yushalmi. So, but it's interesting Rav Yosef is here. Okay, Rav Yosef says, time of the Rav Huna, Rav Huna Shem Ra, B'Shem Rav Yosef, time of the Rav Huna, now obviously this is Rabbi Huna, B'Shem Rav Yosef says, time of the Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is earlier, and Rabbi Huna is later, and Rabbi Huna is saying, name Rav Yosef, the reason of Rav Huna is the Mai Midivrayim, V'Sharko Yom Midivrayim. The Mai is the Rabbanan, and all of them it says the Rabbanan. Ma D'mai Evarach Lam, when we set aside Shun Samais from D'mai, we don't make a brach on it, right? So Avsharko Yom, we may Mavarach Malayim, other days you don't make a brach on either. Now Yesh the Chalik, obviously, you can say, D'mai is only Mitara Suffix. So Rabbanan required it, but it's only Mitara Suffix, and therefore there are loopholes. For example, a poor person can eat D'mai, a soldier can eat D'mai, so D'mai has loopholes in it, so therefore it's possible D'mai is different. But Rab Huna said, no. If you don't make a bracha on D'mai and setting aside Meister for D'mai, there's no reason to make a bracha on any other, any D'rabbanan. That's it. No brachas on D'rabbanans, period. Okay? Interesting perspective. Halachay. Esrog agazel, a stolen esrog, vayavish, a dry esrog, posel. It's no good. Shal shera, vishal yerni dachas, posel. Shal orla, if it's from the first 3 years, it's posel. Shal truma tmeya, if it comes from truma tmeya, it's possible because it has to be something which you're allowed to eat, and truma tmeya you're not allowed to eat. Shel tahara lo yito, if it's from truma tahara, you shouldn't use it because you're causing a loss to truma, you know, by handling it for 7 days straight. However, v'im natal kosher, if you use it, it's kosher. Shel d'mai, now d'mai, of course, is muta d'raisa, but also d'rabbonon. So b'shamay posu, b'shamay says you can't eat it, because d'rabbonon, it's possible. Beitzul Machshirin, and the Bible says the reason why Beitzul's Machshirin is because it's amigo. Migo, that you could be mafkir all your property, and then you'd be an ani, you'd be allowed to eat to the maiso, therefore you're allowed to use it for your esrog. V'shem maiser sheni b'yushalayim lo yito, you have a maiser sheni esrog, it has to be in Yushalayim, because outside Yushalayim you're not allowed to eat it. But in Yushalayim it's preferable not to take it again because of the hefse, the causing the loss to maiser sheni. If you're not, if you did take it, kosher, but you have it's okay.
How do we know if
Esrog
is
Orla,
since the harvest is
already
grows in
the
trees?
You have to know.
So then maybe in the same tree you may have some Orla and some other.
That's right. You have to wait till there's no Sofik anymore. This is a problem, you know, when they started growing the Esrogim in America. So, you know, have to wait 3 years in order to... So it is. You have to definitely wait. Even okay. Seed creates it. You can now buy them. I don't know where you buy them, but there are American-grown Esrogim. They're grown in Arizona and Texas, I think. But there are such things. Okay? I don't think so. Why would they grow them and then sell them for cheaper? That's not the point of this market. Okay, Ksiv, it says... Well, you think they're going to sell them like lemons? Ksiv, Priyetz Hador. It says, Priyetz Hador. The truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously meant he gave us a portion of fruit in Esrog, which was a common fruit to take. Of course he meant God that Klal Yisrael should be able to get it at 69 cents a pound. But Jews are smart. They realize the Jews probably invented lemons to sell for cheaper so they could sell their Esrogim for more expensive. All right. In any event, Ksiv Yetz Hador, Eitz Shapiro Hador. Now, the way the Yushami learns this, I don't think you have such a limit in the Bavli. I mean, you don't. He says, it's got to be a beautiful tree. That's the first interpretation. Hodar, splendid, right? It's got to be a beautiful tree. But not just Piriyo Hodar, but also Eitzo Hodar. It's got to be both. It has to have beautiful fruit and beautiful tree. Okay? Eitzo says, Esrog. In Tamar Rimona, maybe you'll say it's a pomegranate. Pomegranate, it's a beautiful fruit, right? Pomegranate's aesthetic. Ah! Not pure hotter, but an eighth hotter. It's a dinky tree. You ever seen pomegranate tree? They're not so nice. The truth is, I've never seen esrog trees. I don't know, but it's not such a nice tree. Itaim a charuva. What about a carob? It's a big tree. It's a very splendid tree. I've talked to seen them. They're very nice. Yeah, eighth so hotter, but ain't pure hotter. The fruit is ugly. Okay, you know, boxer doesn't look. Ain't no great shakes, right? So as. Yeah, it's still not aesthetic. So, it doesn't substitute. Believe me, it doesn't substitute. So, therefore, it's got to be Nesrog. Hador, now, another interpretation of Hador is, Amrei Levi Shudai, this is it in the Bavli. Hador means Shudai Bilono Bishon Chaver, that remains in the tree from year to year. Right? And then, in other words, like you were saying before, it's not all harvested at once, and that's the Simon Esrog. I'm right on Chuma Tirgim Achilles. It's not true to me. I'm not 100% sure whether Achilles is Unkus or not. I think it is. But in any event, it's one of the Targumim on the Torah, and I think it's Unkus. So he translates Hadar, it should be an easy way to check. He translates Hadar as Hidur. And Hidur means, this is a Greek word, hydro. And what does the Greek word hydro mean? Water, and Esrog grows on water. Let's see.
Yeah. It needs a lot of water to grow. It doesn't grow in water. It needs a lot of water to grow.
It's not going to grow in Arizona.
They irrigated it. I think all citrus fruits require a hot, humid climate. It's not just an Esrog. Oranges, you know, all those kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like
Florida and California. Yeah, so that's, it's not Unkus. Here he just says, V'tis melechom b'yom ha'kamah pere elona esrogin. Let's say, maybe on Hodor. Okay. Ilo Chugar up near mine, right? That's an Esrog. Tarshim Mechayet says, Ukathlochem Priyetz Hador. And now this is Eitz Shapiro Hador of Eitz Hador. Not like we said before that it's a beautiful tree, but rather Tam Pirio Katam Eitz. The tree has the fruit has tastes like the tree, Tam Eitz Katam Pirio, and the tree like the fruit. And you know, says that by Brias Olam all the other trees sinned and they produced fruit which didn't taste like the tree, except for the Esrog tree, that the Esrog tree, the fruit and the tree taste the same thing. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Drumia, boy, he asked Masnisin the Mishnah. Now it's not our Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Erevin, which says that you cannot use demai to make. You can use demai, excuse me, to make an eruv. You can use demai to make an eruv. It's talking about eruv tchumen, I think. But name and one of the Erevin there, you're allowed to use demai. Maybe it's even Erev Chatzeres, I don't remember. But one of them Erevin you can use demai. So it says Masnisin Loka Beishamai. It's obviously not Loka Beishamai. That here we learn show in our Mishnah, show the Mai Beishamai posim Beisil Machshirin, show Mai Zeshe Bishlam Lo Yitov Inatah Kosher. So obviously our Mishnah indicates that the Mai is not edible, and therefore you wouldn't be able, according to Beishamai, to use it to make an Erev. Okay? Also Chazazi Sarubo. Now if the Esro got a growth, it's just like a rash. Chazazis is a discoloration, a raised discoloration. Aruba on the majority of the Esrog. Nila pintamto, if the pitam was taken off. Nikev, it was punctured. Niklav, it was peeled. Nistak, it was cracked. And chaser kosher, when it's missing something as a result, possible. Also, chazal, some yuto of minority got this rash. Nito oktso, if the stem was taken off. Nikev lo chaser koshu, if it got a puncture but it was not missing anything, it's kosher. Esrog akushi, a black esrog, it's possible. Ayora kikarton, a green esrog like a cress, in other words, very deep green. Meir Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda Poser, Meir says kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says possible. So again, say about a deep green. We get a green esrog too, but they're a light green, not a deep green. And we're just going to discuss that. Okay? Yitzhak ben Amchem Shmuel said, "Tapa Tetzlov Amenale Kol Abslim Ena Posim Ela Biyantav Rishon Bilvad." Everything which we enumerate here is possible is only the first day Yantav, which in fact will be possible because the first day is still rice, has to be preyed, so it has to be hoder. Second day it doesn't have to be hoder anymore. Now, Taman Armina over there above it, they said Veruah Mitzad Echod. You only need a majority of the esrog to be possible. If it's on one to have a chazazis to make it possible, if it's on one side. However, if the chazazis is on several sides of the esrog, not just on one side, then it's possible even if it's a minority. And chotomo on the top of the esrog, you know where it starts slanting, so that's called the chotem, right? You draw an imaginary ring around the esrog where it starts slanting up. So be above that, it's called the chotem. Even if it's a minority of the chotem, kirubo, it's like the majority, it's possible, and that's why we're very, very super machmir on the top of the esrog that it should be clean. Because the top of the esrog is said to be the most sensitive part of the esrog, and therefore we, you know, even small specks and spots, we passel an esrog for. And that's what you pay your money for, to make sure you have a clean chotem. Okay? Neitel pitomto, if the pitum is missing, Talmud, I mean, over there they said Shoshan To. Shoshan To means, you know, a Shoshan is like is a flower. So, the pitim, as you know, expands on top, right? That's, so, in Bavel, they said, even if the bottom of the pitim is intact, if the Shoshan of the pitim, the top of the pitim is missing, so that's already possible. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Chagula Mar Pika. Yitzhak Bar Chagula said, no, it's only part of the actual chotem is missing as well. In other words, if the esrog gets sliced off lower down, so then you're actually missing not just the pitim, but you're missing part of the peel. You know, the peel actually extends up onto the pitim, if you've ever noticed that. You ever noticed that? That the peel actually extends up the pitim. The pitim is not just a plain stem. It comes from within the fruit. So therefore, if you say that actually if the pitim is cut, it only passes if the pitim is cut below the shoshana into the place where it actually signifies the fruit itself. Okay? Nikev lo pilish bifnim kosher. Now, if it got a hole, but the hole did not go all the way through, it's kosher. Now, bol pishmishni means really that even if it did go inside, but it's nothing missing. It's kosher as well. Like we learned over here, nito okso, if it's missing its stem, nikev lo chaser kosher, or it has a hole and it's not missing anything, it's kosher. Esrog hakushi posel. Now, an esrog hakushi is posel, but there's an interesting halacha. Dr. Spadel, behave. Esrog hakushi posel, a black esrog is posel. Habami the kush, but that's only a black esrog which comes from a white country. But if you have a yellow country in this case, but if you have a black esrog which comes from a black country, from Africa, then it's kosher. Because when it comes from, that's its derech, right? If it's in a, if yeah, it's like Chicago, right? If you have a black in a white neighborhood, so you know it's not normal. He gets beat up, right? But if you have an esrog which comes from a black neighborhood, then it's kosher even though it's black. Okay.
Only if Ethiopian Jews use it.
Only if Ethiopian Jews. Okay, fine. So the comment was okay. All right. Says no further. Hayor kikata. Well, the Mishnah said if it's green like cress, which is a deep green. Rabbi Zira boy kumi Rabbi Ami kahen kartinun. Does it mean literally as green as cress? Oh, the tami lohen kartinun. It's not as green, but it's similar in greenness to those. Amahun kahen kartinun. No, it has to be precisely deep green. Light green doesn't possible. Ezu yurav. So the Gemara asks the kasha. Ezu yurak rak should be rak rukim. It says, this is talking about by when you want to tell the various different levels of taras. It says, what's the green among greens? Rabbi Lezer Amer Kishava. Wax colored. Now, wax colored is really what? Yellowish, whitish. And in general, in Hebrew, yorok, in classic Hebrew, not in modern Hebrew, yorok also is and tzahov are somewhat interchangeable. A yellowish, which tends to green, is also called yorok. Okay?
Is that true with Esther?
You're a crocus, I saw?
Yeah.
But that she was yellow?
Maybe she was like
jaundiced.
Oriental skin?
Could be. It could be. Yeah. Especially because of what the Gemara is going to say in a moment. It certainly would indicate that.
Is that what they call her Hadassah? Because she was...
I don't think that's because she was green. That's why they call her Hadassah?
Because it's like
Hadassah. She could have called her Esroga. But, what you said before, we'll see. Elazar Mekeshava, Kishoshanas a Carmel, like a certain flower which goes in the Carmel. Sumrus amarki kanfei tavas, it's like the wings of a parakeet, or I forget which one, not a parakeet, a peacock. A peacock has green wings. So, yeah, but this story about the green ones. I think it's a peacock. I don't know, parakeet, peacock, whatever it is, one of these birds. So in any event, so he says that one of the birds starts with a P. So, Ezu Adamdam, this is continuing that this price, it says, Ezu Adamdam Shabadumi, what's Adamdam, which is also the color mentioned for Tzaras in the Torah, Zel, which should be Zahoris, Samuka. Very deep red, you know, Zahoris with Lashon shows Zahoris, they put on the soil Azazel, the red thread, that's called Zahoris, so that's Zahoris. The Koram Achetz, in any event, here it seems that green doesn't mean deep green. Means any green, even yellowish green. So by nega it says yirak rak, and that's really what you were saying before. So in fact, yorok means green. Yirak rak means not so green. It means like yellowish green. So in Echonami, there's a difference between green, and our Mishnah apostles are green esrog, mamish green. Yirak rak is a yellowish esrog, and the truth is all esrog are yirak rakim. At least by they usually start off that way. So that's okay. It's only yorok which is possible.
And in the spectrum of color, green is right next to yellow.
Is it right next to it? Makes sense if it is.
Yeah,
because it seems that it's interchangeable. Okay, what comes after green on the other side though? Is it blue? What?
It's red on one end and blue on the other, and in between. Yellow, green,
because sometimes blue and green are also interchangeable in Chazal. So it makes sense that it would be yellow, green, blue. Yeah. Okay? Shira es... Dharma. Shira...
Does the Gemara talk about the pitimus?
No, that's not, doesn't appear anywhere. But the truth is, it falls off. The pitim falls off in those.
Yeah, the yanivers.
So yeah.
How did that ever come out to be a kosher esrog?
Because it's not.
It grew with a pitim, but it fell off before it was
harvested. Yes, it's not nitel. Nitel means it's there and you put it and you took it off, so that's why it's not the same thing.
I'm never afraid of people might think that it's okay to have.
No, I don't recall anywhere in the Bavli, and I don't see here the Ushami talks about it either. So whatever comes from later literature, not from earlier literature. Okay, Shira Esrog caught in the minimum size of a Shira Meir America goes the size of a nut. Rabbi Yonah Merkel Beitzel, the size of an egg, va gadol, a large one, kadeshi ochaz ishneim bi other achas. You have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand, which, in order that you can hold your lulav of an esrog in one hand, really. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, I feel achab ishnei other, it could even be large enough that you have to need both hands to carry it, and somehow you carry your lulav, I don't know exactly how. But even so large, it's still kosher. Esrog aboser, an esrog which is an unripe fruit. It's not yet ripe. Akiva omer ain't no pay. Akiva says it's not a fruit. So it's not an avod esrog. Chomri peri chachom said is a fruit. Rabbi Elon, Rabbi Yosef, Shem Elazar said, Asid, Rabbi Shimon by Meiser said that an esrog, which is boser, is exempt from Meiser, because it's not yet grown. It's not yet a fruit. So Gemara would say, Asid, Rabbi Shimon, Kshitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo. Rabbi Shimon goes like Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. Come on, Rabbi Akiva, my esrog boser, ain't no pre, and therefore it's not valid for sukkis. Can Rabbi Shimon Omer Esrog Boser and a pea? It's not a valid fruit in there, but it's not Chayiv and Meiser. Rabbi Yosef said, who says? V'chikoshu kosher b'lulav Chayiv and Meisers? Is it a general principle anything which is good by lulav is good by Meiser? V'chosh ain't a kosher b'lulav anything which is not good by lulav ain't a Chayiv and Meisers? Who says? Not necessarily linked. Hey, Sivum, let's ask a kasha on this one. They asked the kasha on this. Hayim Menumar, what about Esrog which is spotted? You know, a leopard, like a leopard. It's possible for sukkahs. Hare got the betfus for grew in a mold. And it's possible, but it's possible for sukkahs. Hare sukkah door, or it's ground, like a ball. Hare apostle, it's no good for sukkahs. For all these things are possible, ulav, the chayiv and maisus, but the chayiv and maisus, so there's no comparison to be drawn. Mistaber Rabbi Shimon Yoyed Rabbi Kiva, Kiva lo Yoyed Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, it makes sense that Rabbi Shimon concedes to Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva does not concede to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Yoyde Rabbi Kiva Shimon, will concede Rabbi Akiva Dichsiv. It says pri, it says by esrog on sukkah, it's got to be a pri. Ain't no pri if it's boser, it's not pri. Rabbi Akiva, lo Yoyde Shimon, Rabbi Akiva will not agree to Rabbi Shimon, and we'll see an esrog of boser is chayv in Meisers, because we'll say, I read, as we said a moment ago, Haremen Numar, a spotted one, Hare got a bit false if it grows in a mold, Hare also Kador, if it grows like a ball, Hare a possible of a Chayav and Miserous. So therefore, we'll say that it's not necessarily true either that a Boser, an unripe Esrog, is brought from Miser. On a Tina Kergos. Getting to the next part of the Mishnah. It says, we learned the Mishnah the size of a nut. East tani article. Some say not the size of a nut, but up to a nut. Mandamar kegos, you said like a nut. Kegos at small kosher. If it's precisely the size of a nut, it's kosher. Mandamar ad kegos, who says it has to be slightly bigger, up to the size of it goes, it's ad velod bichlal, up to and not including. Kegos at, if it's exactly the size of an egg goes, then it's possible. Now, continuing to the next part of the Mishnah about how big an esrog can be, on Rabbi Se'ilav, Aksiv Wurat, have said, V'kapos t'morim, with a vav, yos, then you would have had to have room in your hand to hold both the esrog and the lulav, and therefore the esrog would have to be small. Leis Aksiv Ela Kapos t'morim, says, Anaf Eitzavos, says, Pri'etzdor, Anaf Eitzavos, Kapos tomorim ve'arve nacho. So it doesn't say vikapos tomorim. So therefore the lulav can be separate, right? Lulav and esrog can be separate. They don't have to eat together, right? So So afilu zebi odo achas v'zebi odo achas. So your hand doesn't have to be able to grasp the esrog and lulav simultaneously. So therefore, you can have one each in one hand, and that's why the esrog does not have a maximum shear. In Omer Lover Akiva, they said so far the Rabbi Akiva shenichas beis haknesses, we came to shul v'esrogo k'tefav. He had a huge esrog and it was on his shoulder. Okay. Ain odim es lulav el b'mino. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says you can only bind the lulav with its own type, which means with the lulav, you know, with the kosher klach made out of lulav. And that's important because he holds that you must bind it, and you have to bind it with, therefore, its own type. Meir feel him shikha, can even use a string. Alright, Meir said, Maisa banchu shalayim. Shalayim, the Maisa banchu shalayim, shalayim sulavain, they would wrap the lulav, gimnoya shows off with gold bands. Amulos, Rabbi Yehuda responded, no. Bemino hay ognas omilamhata. They used to rub band, underneath those gold bands, they used to use bands made out of the material of lulav, out of lulav, leaves. Vecholim manani. Where would they shake the lulav? Bahudu Hashem tchilu v'sof. Bahudu Hashem, beginning and the end. V'af ba'on Hashem moshiyano, kadibre behilo. They will said also by on Hashem moshiyano. Beishami omrim apon Hashem atzlichono. Also by on Hashem atzlichono. Omri b'yakir kiva said, so far you see Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua. I watched Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua, that the same time shkolo amit arfim l'luvim, everybody else is shaking the lulav. V'heim lo nianu el b'on Hashem moshiyono. They only did b'on Hashem moshiyono. Bilvat, that's it. Mishubah b'derech v'loy abiyah, the lulav, somebody was coming on the way, and he had no lulav, k'shei kare etz l'bein, so when he comes into his house, yitol shulchanu, let him take his lulav in his house, by his table, im lo nato b'shachos, if he didn't take during the morning, yitol ben abayim, he could take in the afternoon. Shekol yom kashu lulav, the entire day is kashu mitzvah lulav, now of course, once through the day, that suffices, but the entire day is kosher for the purpose of lulav. Okay? Says the Gemara, Habehodu lo. It sounds like that when Rabbi Akiva saw Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua shaking, they only shook at Ona Hashem Oshiyana. They did not shake at Hodu Hashem Kitokilam Chasto. And the Kokorme says that can't be. It's no good. Because he says, interesting, right? He says, because it says, if you look, he says, it has to be they shook by Hodu Hashem, because it says, Oz Yuranu Kolatzeyor, and then it says afterwards, Hodu Hashem Kitov Kolam Chasdo. So therefore, it must be, when Yuranu Kolatzeyor was there referring to Lulav. So it has to be that you shake by Hodu Hashem. So how could it be they didn't shake by Hodu Hashem? So says more they did. Lotzi Apon Hashem Atzlichonah. It means they shook at Hodu, and they shook at On Hashem Ashiyana, and not at On Hashem Atzlichonah. Rav Chia Barashi B'Shem Rav said, Zeshu Mashim, interesting, this is Mamish Aloch L'Maisim for the 6 o'clock minyan B'nei Ruven. Rav Chia Barashi B'Shem Rav said, Zeshu Mashkim L'Aderech, let's say there's some is going out on the road, Noita Lulav U'Mnanea. He can take Lulav and shake it from when? Amud HaShachar. From dawn. Shofar, okay, take the shofar and blow it from when? From Amud HaShachar. And then afterwards, when the time Krishma comes, because Krishma only comes Mishayakim and Chelsulavon, right? When you can tell the difference between blue and white. So thus, when that time comes, then I raise the Kurishma Mispala. So it's interesting, you actually be Yotze Lulav and Shofar prior to Krishma. Yeah. Okay? So says Gemara, so actually I guess it means hollow too, you know, not just so if you really want to save time, you could say Chris Torah. Chris Torah also, right. Everything except Shema and Shema, as a result, Shemone Esrei. Shemone Esrei also too, but Shemone Esrei you have to say, but Shemone Esrei was called the Shema, right. Tani, Tzorech L'Naneh Sholosh Pamim. You gotta shake 3 times in each direction. How many times do we do? 3 in each direction.
Well, 3 in each direction, but 6 directions.
Right. But that was only concerned in each direction. But Rabbi Zeir asks a cute question. He says, Zeir by hachin chad v'hachin chad, Or is this one and this one, or Hachin V'Hachin Chater, is this one and this one one? In other words, you went like this. How many times do you do it?
Two.
That was his question. Is it one or two? I go like this, is that, and back, is it one or two? So we actually do it six times in each direction. Up to, that's Rabbi Zeira Shel. Is that six times, or is that three times? Okay? Tamatim, we learn, if I recall correctly, the Bavli doesn't say that you have to shake three times each direction. Just says you go in every direction. Here in the Yerushalmi, doesn't say you have to go in every direction, but says three times. In the Bavli, it says you have to go three times each direction. In fact, it's possible the Yerushalmi holds you don't have to go in each direction. I just follow the Carbonator's lead on that. But maybe the Yerushalmi just holds three times altogether. You know, like a woman goes to the mikveh three times, so you have to shake three times. All things Chazal, Merim, Sakin were in threes. Maybe Taka doesn't mean all directions. Not clear. Okay, Talmudim, similarly, we learned over there so by the case of a woman has a garment upon which there's a red stain, and she doesn't know if it's a needle stain or if it's a paint stain. So the Gemara brings down in Nida that she scrubs it with seven detergents, and if it comes out, it's blood. I forget if it comes out what it is. I think if it comes out, it's blood, but if it doesn't come out, it's paint. Either that or vice versa. Okay? For sure it's one of the two. So it says, so each one of the detergents used, you have to rub three times. Ben called up Vidover for each and every one. So you know what Rabbi Zira asked there too. Rabbi Zira, boy, is this one stroke? Or, I'm sorry, is this two strokes? Or is that one stroke? Because back and forth is one stroke. Okay? Mishayo Evido Isho Kotan Makinoso. Somebody who was his slave or a woman or a child was reading to them the Hallel. He's got to respond. He can't rely on them. Because Shomer Kohen is only if you hear it from a adult, from his chayiv, a bar chiyuva. Hutel meira, may he be cursed that he's so ignorant. However, if an adult was reading to him, he doesn't have to actually repeat. Mashen only just says haluka, which is the equivalent of amen. When it comes to the paragraphs in Hallel, okay, says Gemara Tapita Zayin Rav Tani. We learned the Brisa. Avol Omer. Indeed, they said Isha Mivarechus to Bailo. A woman can make a bracha for her husband. Now, this is Bor Birkas Hamazon, and she's Chayev, right? So therefore, so she make a bench for her husband. Ve'evelu Rabo and Evet for his. So his master, if there was lulav, it'd be a tremendous riot that women can make a bracha mitzvah seisha as man grama, and the Sephardim hold they can't. So obviously that can't be the interpretation. So Av Omer Yishem Verevus the Bailo V'Evel Rabba Katan Lavin a child for his father. Nicho Yishem Verevus the Bailo. I understand that a slave can make a woman can make a bracha for her husband, and an Evel Rabba slave for his master because they're chayiv. This coin being that they're chayim because of Moshe. However, Katan lo Aviv, a child of his father, lo kinam Rabbi Yaakov, shem Rabbi Yossi ben Noroi. The Rabbi Yaakov said, name Rabbi Yossi ben Noroi. Kol shomer b'katan k'dei l'chanko. All that they said that a katan has to bench is only for educational purposes. He's not really chayiv, so therefore how can he be motzi his parent? So the potter explained that boinachren. The next word amen is a major typo. Because onachrein amen would mean hitaka doesn't have to make a bracha, just answer amen. And amen does not fulfill, do anything. Amen is just a way of confirming that you agree with the bracha, but it doesn't make you be yodzi anything. So rather, Pnei Moshe takes that, it says, tipatib onachrein. You hitaka repeat what they said. Okay? And this, the fact that Pnei Moshe's tikkun is correct is obviously borne out by the rest of this Gemara. Kita tia tamon, like we learned over here. Somebody was having it recite them by an Eved or Isha Koton. Only repeat what they said. Let him be cursed. And they furthermore said, may a curse come ben Esrim to a person who's 20 years old. Ben Esrim needs a 10-year-old to be motzi him. Okay? So obviously you see clearly that they have to repeat what they're hearing. Okay, Aloch Yud. Malkam Shnovu Lichpo Lichpo. What time do you have?
10.
Okay, just 2 more minutes. Malkam Shnovu Lichpo Lichpo. A place where you double in Hali, you double. Right? Old Chashem Kinisani, those things we double. Leave Shot for a place where we say it's single, this Pasuk, which is most of Hali, leave Shot. Levarach Achra, places where the minig is to make a bracha after Hali, you varach to make a bracha. How kokum minig hamadina, everybody has different minig. How kech lulav b'gamir chaver b'shvias, if I buy from you a lulav during Shemitah, no son esu baraton, I get that sorg as a gift. We are accustomed to pay for the box, but if you get to get esu as a gift, why she'er o'shar li'kach li'kho b'shvias, now to buy an esu during Shemitah, that's the prohibition, the isur of doing schoira, of doing trade with Shemitah fruit. Rav Shmuel Adam Achlokas. Chad Amar Hallelujah. It's one word. V'chon Amar Hallelujah. It's 2 words. We had this Machlokas already once. Ma'ad Amar Hallelujah Nechlak. It can be divided up, written on 2 separate lines. Ve'enon Nimchak, but you can't erase it. Obviously, why? Because Shem Hashem. Ma'ad Amar Hallelujah Nimchak, it can be erased. But because not shame shashem, vein nechla, but can't be put on 2 lines because it's 1 word. Veloyedim manamarda manamarda. We didn't know who said what. Bimadama Rav, and that which Rav said. Shamis min chaviv. I heard from my uncle. Who's his uncle? Who's Rav's uncle? Rabbi Chia. Don't remember that. Whose uncle from both his father and his mother's side. Because his father and mother were from 2 different parents. So they married each other from 2 different marriages. In any event, I forget, this is quite complex, but he was his uncle on both sides. He was half-brother to both his mother and father. So, my mother, Rav Shais Chavivi, I heard from my uncle, Yitin li Adam Sefer Tilim Shorabi Meir. If somebody gives you the Sefer Tehillim of Rabbi Meir, ani moichik ani, it's called Luka Shabo, I'm willing to erase all the words how Luka it says in there. I mean, he didn't have to, right? But he could, and says, I'm willing to do it, right? So that clearly indicates that what? That, hallelujah, that he holds that it's 1 word, that's not Kodesh, and therefore he would be allowed to erase it. Milayin Rabbanan Pligin. The rabbis argue on both these things. Tehillim is written with 10 languages of praise of God. Be sure, Yeshur is Ashrei, Nitzuach, that's Lamatzeach, Binigun, Binginos, Beshir, Bemizmor, Behaskel, Haskel's an intelligent song, Rina, Toda, Tfila, Brocha. How those are all the shrines of praise that you use to praise God in Sefer Tehillim. Hamaushishvulam, and the best of them all. Hallelujah. Why? Shashem ve'ashevach kulimbo. You have both the name of God and the praise of God in it. So they actually learn it's 1 word, right? But it's 1 word which is comprised of a contraction of hallelujah and ka. That's why they cover both bases.
Why can you erase it?
You can't, according to him.
Oh, you can't.
According to everybody, you can't erase it. That's right, because it actually has mixed in the Shem Hashem. It's not like Yehuda. Yehuda also has a Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's not meant to, at that point, be you could erase it. But this is not, this is actually Shem Hashem. I think we'll stop here because this is as far as I prepared. And, it sounds like a good place to stop. Funny bicycles fall asleep.